Pussy ain't nothing but meat on the bone. Fuck it, suck it, and leave it alone. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Well, hey now, hey.
Calling out channels.
Are we doing that?
I'm getting wild over here.
I think this music has some phasey stuff going on. Am I right about that?
Lots of disco-y effects, yes.
I don't know if everyone's hearing that at home. I'm hearing it there. Wow.
Wow.
Are you hearing that? It's like, is it changing?
It's a little crazy, yeah.
This is what, the new Electric Six? Is that
new album from the Electric Six, Switzerland.
Okay.
Drops in September, but I got an early copy because the manager happens to live down the hall from me. So, yeah.
There it is. We're here for show number 84.
Infected Girls is the name of this track. Speaking of which,
does that have anything to do
with our guest? Unprotected Girls, Infected Girls do it better, says the Electric Six. And let's introduce our special guest.
Our special guest.
Here she is, back again after show 69.
Show 69. And
the always talented and lovely Cherry Brooklyn.
And also made a guest appearance on the Pride Fest show. She was one of our interviewees. If you remember that.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Just because I eat pussy doesn't mean I'm gay.
No, not at all. I'm not gay and I eat pussy. I'm here to say that, or I'll say that publicly on these airwaves.
Wow.
I don't care.
That's good to hear.
So we have something in common, Amy. So there's Cherry, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. Well, Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be home. I'm fabulous.
Everything been good? Well, what's we
you were before the show, you were as low-key as I've seen you in 15 years of knowing you. So I was a little concerned.
Never been.
Usually you're a live wire.
Yes, that's true.
You're unpredictable.
That's true.
You're the X in my algebra problem. I never know what's going to come next from Cherry Brooklyn.
Well, that's why she's here, though. She has some wild stuff she's going to tell us about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, do you ever.
I saw Cherry Brooklyn recently at a discotheque.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that maybe. Not that it was.
At a discotheque.
At a discotheque.
What are you, 174 years old?
We're at Studio 54, and.
It was a discotheque.
It was a discotheque.
We had fun. There was disco.
They were playing all that old music.
We were teching. It was
absolutely
great.
Oh.
Having a great time.
Bienvenidos, Joel y Cherry.
Hey. Wow. Yes.
¿Dónde está el discotheque?
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A discotheque.
Well, we were there. It was a disco.
Come on.
Cherry
He's
lives.
Just sad he wasn't there.
Cherry lives in my town now. She lives in
Ferndale.
That's Ferndale,
right.
So we hang out.
She lives in walking distance.
She certainly does. So,
I do.
Alert the media.
I do.
It's easy. It's a
run as fast as you can.
Start a running.
Yeah. It's a 5-minute walk to the Cherry Brooklyn.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
So it's good. Although tonight it's raining, it's like the most miserable weather day we've had.
Mm-hmm.
In the Metro Detroit area, and in quite a while, it's pretty bad outside. So
yes, it is.
But anyway, but you have an interesting story now, Cherry Brooklyn. I was alerted to this story.
Yes,
Corey. I don't know how it came up. We were just talking one day.
Yeah,
and you told me this story, and I go,
"Well,
we have to have Cherry Brooklyn on the show.
Yes.
We have to hear this story."
I went on vacation.
Well, yeah, but there's more. There's that's not.
I went
even
on a road trip.
Yeah, and
it was a trip.
Good God Almighty!
It was like a really bad acid trip.
But here's the thing. This story, what we're about to say is something that Corey and I talk about all the time on the show.
Yes.
It's stuff that it totally fits into sort of our MO or what we stand for, I think.
It's I don't know what we stand for, but if we had something that we stood for, it would be this.
I think this is something that I think.
As two chubby comedians who often get laid, despite all the odds based against us. We like to give advice out there to guys who listen to podcasts.
It was
basically
Cherry Brooklyn
can't get laid. We know that. You're listening to podcasts.
Cherry Brooklyn was in a situation, which would be a situation that we would hypothetically talk about.
Sure.
And she was in it in a real life. Like, we would talk about it as it was if it were a drill, if it was like some military exercise.
Right.
She was in it full scale, you know, live ammo situation.
A live combat situation?
Yeah, a live combat situation with a guy.
You took it off the demo and into the real world.
Yeah, and she's sort of showing us the real world way. I don't know. Maybe I should stop and we should let Cherry Brooklyn
And
take
I think
over.
You violated some rules of male-female interaction.
I mean,
I did.
Listen, I gave you my opinion on the phone or whatever, whenever we talked about it. I'm going to hold that opinion until I actually hear the story.
All right, let's hear this tale.
So let's hear why Jerry Brooklin is here.
And treasure and pee.
All right. So a friend of mine that I, well, at the time, I still considered him to be a friend.
Okay, describe this friendship.
Okay. I've known this guy, Phil, for 4 years.
Are we using names?
He is, well, yeah.
First names only, please.
Yeah,
we don't.
That's it. I know. Don't worry.
The show lawyer, Nigel Rosenblum, moved away, so we don't have any
last name, McCracken.
So, Phil, I've known him 4 years. He is, like, one of my godson's father's close friends. They used to work together. And for the last 2 years, he's been selling beads wholesale out of his van. So, he comes into town.
We know a guy that would like to meet Phil, don't we?
So he comes into town and he says, you know, hey, you should come on this road trip. Just we'll do like a week and a half. It'll be a great time. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Cheap vacation. Now, mind you, I've had a lot of time off and not a lot of money. I've been nowhere. I'm thinking that sounds fabulous.
And how much interaction do you have with Phil on a regular basis?
Well, 2 years ago, I saw him probably twice a month. And more recently, maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay. So you don't see him very often?
No.
Yeah, you're not. He's not somebody you hang out with on a daily basis.
But you've had a relationship of some sort for years.
Yes, a friendship. It was established much early on in the friendship that I was not interested in him in any shape or form other than
was
being
this in
a friend.
Writing?
I'm taking down notes here. I'm like a lawyer. I'm going to be for the defense or whatever.
No, it was not
in
writing.
We have a stenographer.
Yeah,
it was not in writing. But okay. I just want to say that the night before I went on this trip, I was talking about how I was dating some other guy. I was dating a guy.
Really?
And it was established that I am not into him.
It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham.
Whatever.
Sleeping with another guy.
So.
Writing this down. Go ahead.
All right. So
sure.
We go. So the deal is, he says.
You can hear the click clack of the court reporter.
He says he camps out at state parks while he wholesale beads out of his van.
Wow.
Right? Sounds like an adventure.
It sounds like
that's
the guy.
Faggot stuff.
Well.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
Sounds like a guy who has no money to me. A guy selling beads out of a van. And sleeping in a campground, but whatever. I mean,
well, it's supposed to be a cheap trip.
It sounded
right?
appealing to you on some level.
Okay. So you went to
like
go see
I said,
cheap
it's desperate need to get out of Dodge.
Okay, all right.
So we're supposed to drive all the way down to Mississippi, come all the way back up, and then drop me off in Kalamazoo within a week and a half time.
why Kalamazoo?
Because his parents live in Kalamazoo, and I was getting on the train and coming back to Detroit from Kalamazoo.
That's
okay. So he
janky.
Was going to Kalamazoo for something else, and you didn't want to be stuck in Kalamazoo. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So the first day is okay. We get in the van. We're driving along. I see the big Jesus come out of the water there at the end of Ohio
at
75.
Jesus in Ohio on 75.
Yeah, he's huge. Coming out of the water. So we see this. We go to the Renfro Valley old barn.
Oh, Renfro Valley.
Corey's favorite place to vacation.
For those of you who don't know, and she got upset with me.
I don't care.
When Cherry here told me the story originally, I got caught up on the Renfro Valley part because as a kid, my horrible hillbilly relatives dragged me down to Renfro Valley several times, and it's this lousy little town in Kentucky.
It's a great little town,
isn't it?
In Kentucky.
It's a foothills of the Smoky Mountains.
It's got a Bible store and everything.
Yeah, and like we used to stay in this rinky-dink little hotel, and there was the big thing was there was a big barn, and they used to do country music out of this barn.
Now
on
it's
the radio.
Old barn. And they had there's a new barn.
They had to schlep my ass to that when I was a kid. Anyway, I stayed in a hotel. There was a chicken that played tic-tac-toe. I got distracted. She got upset with me for getting
I didn't get upset with you about that part. That part's fine.
Wait. You're in the Renfro Valley. Now, did you stay in the Renfro Valley
or
where did you stay?
We just stopped in there.
You stopped in there, okay.
And we continued to drive. I drove at night. It was the night driver.
You were in the night driver.
It was the night driver.
I saw that movie.
So you've been driving how long on day one? Just for
Cherry Brooklin.
So day one, we probably drove maybe 12 or 13 hours.
Okay. That's a solid day's drive.
Okay,
you don't want to do a whole lot more than
that. No. So we pull over in Tennessee.
And you gave him a handy.
No.
Okay.
And so after the old barn, the show at the old barn, which we got in there.
Oh, you went to the show.
We
okay.
went to the show. I wanted to, you know, I'm thinking, oh, Americana. So we pull over and we go in and we walk in a couple of minutes late and they let us in for free. So, you know, two and a half hours later, we, you know, Willie Nelson wannabe and all this jazz. So we're driving down. We stop in Tennessee and it's time to sleep. And that's when I realized that he doesn't. before I go there. As after the Renfro Valley, we're driving along, and he says to me, "I don't think you're very attracted to me."
Oh, okay.
And I said,
it just came out of nowhere. You weren't talking about sex or anything?
No.
Anything like you want to know, have a naughty
conversation?
Or
no, no naughty conversation.
Okay.
And I said, "No, you're right, I'm not."
Really? Oh.
And he said, "Well, what did you think?" And I said, "Well, I thought we were going on a road trip. I didn't realize you thought this was going to be romantic." And he said, "Yeah, well, don't worry. I'm not trying to make you my girl. I'm not trying to tie you down or
anything."
Let's
describe this guy just for the
sake of
the
argument. See, the deal isn't so much his physical description as much as his...
What's the guy's name again? I'm sorry.
Phil. F-I-L.
I'm literally writing this all down.
Joel, writing down, calculating.
How old is Phil? How old a guy is
he? Phil's 26.
Okay, so young guy. Is Phil overweight, thin?
Again, it doesn't matter
his
size. I
just need to know.
Okay, so Phil is
probably... So you're in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, you're such...
No, we weren't romantic.
We weren't in the Smoky Mountains yet.
Phil is 26 years old.
He's 26.
How tall?
No, Phil's probably 5'8".
Wait, give me a weight.
He's probably pushing 300.
Oh, okay. So now we have some actual. Right.
Okay, so that doesn't matter though, because I was so I love.
For the record, I'm 5'8", and that's like a me and a half at 300 pounds. So that anyway, go ahead.
Okay, and he's got this curly. Kinky curly hair, and that goes all the way down his back.
At least the son of a bitch has hair.
So he has long hair, and he's 300 pounds.
Well, no. I mean, he's got hair down his back.
Oh, he's got hair, like back hair.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All
so,
over his
all
back.
Right.
And now, all over his front.
See, this is good that I'm getting all this. Because
okay.
Maybe. All right.
Wait. When he stretches, you see the tan line underneath his man boobs. Okay? just for the record. But again, I don't care. It's not the physical.
All right, but what
it's
is
not his physical
so
description?
Phil says
as much.
I don't think you're attracted to me, and you say
I say no.
Okay,
no, I'm not, Phil. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you thought this was going to be a romantic trip or whatever. So then it's time to go to sleep, and he doesn't camp out. He sleeps in the van.
Okay,
the van down by the river.
So now you got to sleep in a van with a 300-pound guy
in the van
in Kentucky.
Kentucky at a rest stop.
Okay.
In Kentucky.
Wow.
And he puts up this horribly nasty green itchy blanket across the front of his van so you can't see in there.
Yeah.
And there's no air circulation and it's really hot and smelly. And so I don't really sleep much at all. And his response to me the very next morning, "I don't think we're going to make it to Saturday."
Oh.
You're going to have to
What day was this? How long of a trip were we talking?
This was going to be a week and a half. We left on a Wednesday.
That's a long trip.
We left on a Wednesday, and he told me, "Well, look, not the Saturday coming up, but the Saturday,
that's
we're not making
supposed
it to the
make
end of the trip."
To the end of the trip. Okay.
Yeah. So I said, okay, I understand.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Okay, but...
Thank you. So, yeah. So, okay, fine. So then we drive through.
Oh, you're killing me here, Brooklyn.
We drive through. We get to Alabama. And I just want to say, for Alabama,
what was the ultimate destination then?
Hattiesburg,
Mississippi.
Okay.
Hattiesburg,
right.
Yeehaw!
Is that down on, the Mississippi Delta? Is it?
Yes.
It's almost
in
the Gulf?
It's almost to Biloxi. It's not far from Biloxi.
All right.
Okay, so we stop off, and I just want to say Alabama has the most beautiful rest stops ever. They're gorgeous. They're palatial. They're fabulous.
That's because nobody goes there.
Beautiful. And then we hung out in the Oak Ridge State Park for the day.
He's doing his best to make sure no one ever hears your story, but go ahead.
So, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. It was after he told me about Renfro Valley that he lost interest.
Yeah,
I didn't lose interest.
Corey will find tangential shit about no matter where you went.
Boring!
Corey had a Biloxi, Mississippi story. He was biting his tongue. Look
at him. God, I'm dying to tell one.
Go ahead.
On this riverboat, this one time with this albino girl. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we drive down. We get to, here's the deal. Here's the other deal. He told me he camps out, he exercises for a serious an hour a day, and he eats out of the, he brings all his own food. So I'm thinking, all right, cool. I brought a week's worth of groceries, for me, and he ate all my groceries within the first 2 days. And he gave me the evil eye when I went for the last yogurt.
Really?
So anyway, yeah, I was a little irritated. So anyhow, so we get to Mississippi. Where I spend 2 days, two 12-hour days, in a storage unit.
What was the in the storage unit in Mississippi?
Beads.
Oh, so he keeps his like supply there, and you got to go
yes,
get them.
There's them and the other guy that do their supplies there. So it's like over 100 degrees, and it's hot, and it's sweaty.
And you're supposed to sleep there, or sleep in the van, or whatever.
Yeah, we sleep in the van in the Walmart parking lot.
Wow, that's classic. Wow.
It is. So yeah, I wonder how I could not feel romantic. Anyhow, so it's during this time that I realize that A, he doesn't shower, and B, he does not wear deodorant.
Well,
okay, and that's the part that really gets me. Shower and wear deodorant.
Yeah, that would make sense. So, okay. Now, what day of the week is it? You leave on Wednesday.
We leave on Wednesday. It's now Saturday at the Friday at the storage unit. Saturday.
3 days in, 4 days in.
Yeah. So, during the course, I realize he has a degree in business, but he's a horrible, horrible businessman. He has no idea what his inventory is. Wow. There's no clue where anything goes. So I'm there. I'm bored. I start working. You know, I organize.
You're helping him with the beads.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
This is character assassination. So,
so we go.
I got to contact Rosenblum and see what we're doing for slander here.
Yeah, I will give you this guy's phone number, and I'm sure he'll give you a...
We want to have him on.
Yeah, we could send
him. The next time that he's in town, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
So anyhow, so we could conference him, I guess. But you know, I paid for us to go see Talladega Nights and go have dinner.
Okay.
Okay, we did that. So the next, it's Saturday.
Are you paying for gas on portion?
No.
No, it's all him.
I refuse.
Okay, well, that's interesting because that way, but at least you're paying for a movie and dinner.
Paying for the groceries that he ate and whatever.
But you're not paying for gas.
No. Okay. So I say.
Even though your weight is adding more.
Not that her.
I'm driving. He's going farther than he normally would have, and I put in 2 12-hour days.
You know
Corey.
What? There's a rule, though. You know the rule, right? Repeat after me. This was on bumper stickers on the back of VW buses all over in the 60s. Gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free. Right? You understand these rules, right?
I was not aware of the bumper sticker. And that's the other thing. The guy's a high on. Okay?
What are you people? On dope?
But he doesn't. He smokes in the back. He hides it all, right? Talk about paranoia. And he blows the pot smoke into his pillow.
What?
Okay, thanks.
I didn't get this detail before.
So he's smoking, and there's no drinking allowed.
You're turning this into a one-woman show, aren't you?
No, there's no drinking allowed at all on this trip.
This is going to be like your Whoopi Goldberg moment. You're going to do 45 minutes of this
trip. No, I won't. If you stop talking, I might get through it.
All right.
So I'm not allowed to drink, and he's getting high and blowing the smoke in his pillow, and he told me, don't worry about towels and all that stuff. I got it all, you know, and
blowing the smoke in the pillow?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I've heard about blowing your load in the pillow, but that's a whole other story. That makes sense.
So anyway.
Well, that's some love. Now I'm fucking up
on
the story.
All right, go.
Now I'm off on tangent.
Please, let's give Brooklyn 2 minutes.
The Saturday night before we left on Sunday, we were in the parking lot again where we called home, which was... Walmart, and I can't sleep, so I get up and I'm walking around Walmart drinking Red Bull, and I realize that they sell shotguns and the Bible.
Yeah,
so I had a really hard time convincing myself not to buy the shotgun and just shoot them.
That's in case there's a zombie attack.
Yeah, right.
You're gonna need shotguns and a Bible.
So we go the next day. We drive up. We go to Graceland. Woohoo! A lot of fun. Okay. Elvis is crazy. Okay. Then he's like, "Well, we'll get a hotel room this night. Hotel room between." Oh, and I found out that I had to go home from Atlanta. So now I have to fly home from Atlanta.
Wait a minute. Wait, you're jumping ahead here. Now, why?
No, well, he told me the next day that I couldn't stay the whole trip.
But you're going to the motel room in Memphis, though. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I know. But then I find out, because it gets to the point where I tell him, like, look, I understand we're renting a hotel room, but I need you to be careful about the price.
Okay, but when he says you're renting a hotel room, Does it mean that you're going to sleep?
We're splitting it 50-50.
But you're going to get one hotel room.
One hotel room, two beds.
Two beds. And that was okay with you. That sounded like it must have sounded good after sleeping at Walmart.
Yes, it
okay,
did.
So what's the problem with the hotel then?
No, I just said, please make sure that it's something I can afford.
Okay.
And he said, cash is getting low. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I thought you had money for the trip. And I said, well, a plane ticket from Atlanta is different than a train ticket from
Kalamazoo. So when did you decide to fly home from Atlanta?
When he told me I had to go home from Atlanta the next day.
What was the point, though? Something must have happened.
The money. It was the next day when I told him I wasn't interested in him, and that's when he told me I couldn't stay for the whole trip, and I had to get a flight out on Wednesday.
All right, so you have to fly from Atlanta.
So I have to fly from Atlanta. My money's running low. And he's acting like I'm an asshole for not bringing enough money.
So when did you know you had to fly, and how much money was that then?
I found out on Friday, and it was a $230 ticket.
So you made it 3 days?
No. I made it 11.
This was almost.
If you book it, you couldn't book it in advance, so they stick you
right.
If you book it the day before.
You I paid, made it 7 days.
How much was the plane ticket?
It was $230, and a train ride would have been $30.
Wow.
So I'm out $200. So my cash is running
low. Was there any debate, though, when he said you have to go to Atlanta, and you could say, no, take me to Kalamazoo?
No, because he decided he was no longer going to Kalamazoo.
Where was he going instead of Atlanta?
He decided to go from Atlanta back to Little Rock and then through, I don't know, some. He told me he's going to keep going further away. I think Oklahoma and Nebraska.
So basically,
he's like, fuck you.
The moral of the story
is, get the fuck out of my van.
He ditched you.
Yes.
And he's claiming he ditched you because you had no money, but your claim is that...
No, he's ditching me because I wouldn't sleep with him.
Right. But did he say that, or did he say I'm ditching you?
Not in as many words.
Okay.
But no, hold on. We're at the hotel.
Okay.
So he says he's going to take a shower while I go pick up pizza, and I come back.
Uh-huh.
And I think he just opened the bar of soap. I think he rinsed and opened the soap to make it seem like it. So anyway, so we're eating the pizza, and he comes over to me after telling me some... story about how he considers himself to be a Christian, and comes up behind me and starts grabbing my boobs.
Really?
Yes.
Now, how did that look, Corey? Corey, you're Phil. Show me what.
To demonstrate.
You're taken. Hold on a minute. I'll come over there. Now, show me. No, I'm
sure. So, yeah, he's grabbing my boobs, so I push him away.
Show me on the dolly where he touched you.
And he says, you're still resisting me.
Really?
So, yeah. So then we go to sleep. I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I step into the bathroom into a big puddle of pee.
Oh.
It's not a joke. I had to clean it up, wash my feet. I'm not kidding.
Oy.
Well,
I also found out that he uses water jugs as porta-potties when he's on the road, which explained why his van smelled funny.
Oh, God.
Wow, this is...
Yeah, so the van smells like piss and bones, mm-hmm. and sure. Stepped in a puddle of pee, and then the alarm goes off in the morning, and I know he's awake, and he knows I'm awake, and we're looking at each other across, the room in our beds, and he starts farting, like, you should probably go wipe your butt.
Well, okay.
They were bad. I mean, come on. Go wipe your butt farts.
Oh.
And he doesn't even say, excuse me.
Okay, so, all right, anything else to add to the story? Did he take you at least to the airport in Atlanta?
Yeah, but not before he ditched me in a park when some strange man came up to me.
Where was this at?
That's another part of the story she left out.
What park?
No,
where,
I didn't. I told you that part of the story, Corey. Where,
this is like
I told you how he left me for 12 hours in Little Rock, and then finally came back
I can
to
follow,
get me.
I could follow a telenovela on Mexican TV easier than this.
Well, after Graceland, we went to Little Rock, and he dropped me off at 8 o'clock in the morning in front of the Bill Clinton Library, told me he'd be back in a few hours. He was making a sale. Well, he calls me at noon after I've walked through gang territory that he's going to come back at 7 o'clock.
I told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking
okay,
with
all right.
me.
So at 7 o'clock, he doesn't show up. So he finally gets there at 8. So I thought he was just going to ditch me. So then we're in Atlanta. I didn't think he was coming back. So I called him, and I'm like, are you coming back? He's like, yeah, I'll be there at 8 o'clock. So he came and got me back, but I don't think he would have if I hadn't called. And so then, whatever, fast forward, last day of the trip, mm-hmm. we're in Atlanta, we're sitting in a park, I'm taking up the whole bench so that nobody can sit next to me because he wants to sit in the shade, and some man comes up and starts talking to me, and I'm looking over at him, and he gets up and leaves the park.
Wow.
Wow.
So I have to call him to get
where
him
I'm standing
back.
On this one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's a strange guy. I don't know who he is. He doesn't know who he is. I'm a city I don't live in. You don't just get up and walk away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this guy? He could kidnap
well,
me.
Well, there's a lot of extenuating circumstances.
So
here.
I call the guy. Phil comes back. I'm like, why'd you ditch me? And he said, I didn't want to cramp your style.
Wow. So he thought you and this guy. Wow.
I don't know how he thought that. So I said, all right, listen, my style is to get on 75 and just take me to the airport.
Oh.
So we did. So we pulled up, and it was probably 100 feet before I was supposed to get out and 3 lanes over, but he had to stop, and I just grabbed my stuff and told him shake and bake and shut the door and went inside.
Wow.
Then I tried to get drunk, and it didn't work.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
And now
wait
for the first time on the Corey and Joel Radio Show, we play a new game called Who's the asshole?
All right, now listen. I'm going to say this. I'll let you rule. Corey told me the story, okay? And this is what I basically, this is the gist of the story. I'm going to do this as quickly as I can. You went on a trip with some guy, and he paid for it, and you got pissed because he wouldn't bang you, and so you had to get out of the situation. That's what I heard. That was the nutshell sort of. Now, I'm not blaming Corey for that version of it. Maybe Corey didn't have all the details. But what I heard basically is that you.
Corey got disinterested after Renfro Valley.
My basic thing was that you blue-balled some dude on a trip, which has happened to all guys.
I paid my own way for everything. And I even paid for things for him, but no gas.
And that he got upset, and so you left.
Okay.
That's basically my story.
No, he kicked me
out. That's what
I
heard. That's the version that I heard. Now, Corey, I'll let you rule on this first. Do you want to make your ruling here? Do you have anything to say?
I'm going to say something. Look, I still don't agree with the base. I still don't disagree with the basic premise. I didn't give Joel the detailed story because he heard it and immediately went, "Oh, for God's sakes, we got to have her on."
Well, yeah,
because I don't care how much you paid for. I don't care if the guy had wet farts. You could have saved yourself a lot of hassle, a lot of trouble, and you could have paid for absolutely nothing. You could have made money on this trip. And it's very simple. Here's all you need to do.
Sexual intercourse, penis in vagina sex.
Okay.
And I don't want to tell you this right now, straight up. No woman should ever, ever go on a trip to Mississippi or Graceland or Tennessee with any guy. 300 pounds looks like the fat dude from Lost. I don't care.
Kind of.
Yeah. You should never go.
And he had fangs. He has fangs.
I'm going to tell you something right now. No guy, King Kong Bundy thought he could score, okay? You know, there's no guy too fat or too retarded to not think he's going to bang you, particularly if he takes you on a trip.
Well, okay, this is my thing. I'm divided. I agree with everything Corey said in principle. I believe that if you're a girl and you're going on a trip with a guy where you're going to have to be spending nights together, that you should have defined it. You should have set up the parameters ahead of time. And that if you don't, I'm not saying you have to bang some guy. I'm saying you
Unlike
have to,
Corey.
But you can't be surprised if a guy gets upset in that situation. So my opinion says that women, if you put yourself in that situation, you sort of made your own bed. You have to lie in it, and in a general sense, I would feel bad for any guy that happened to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting to the specifics of the case. A fat guy sleeping in a van blowing pot smoke into a pillow makes me say that maybe...
I never heard the blowing pot into the pillow.
Yeah.
There was just so much, and you were done with it before I even started.
Well,
all right,
now,
Corey,
when you told me that he left you in the park, I thought that was very shitty. But at that point, you'd already said ixnay on the ooty booty.
It was the last day that I was there. It was a few hours before I'm getting on the airplane.
He began to act like a douche after.
No, he acted like a douche the entire time. Right. And he went and he made a sale of $2,500. And I busted my butt. I cleaned out the van. I organized all the beads.
We're talking about
We're talking about
7 days. Okay, give me a number of the day.
Day two.
That you said. That you're not going to have sex with the guy.
Day one.
Day one, you made it clear that you weren't going to have sex with
him. Day one.
Well, there was your mistake.
But here's the thing, if you're a guy, though. When a girl... Girls never say yes on the first try, though. Am I right about that? I mean, every guy... I mean...
This is my thing.
You're not trying hard enough.
No, but I mean, guys, you never take no for an answer.
Okay, and I can see that. And here's my thing. As I established,
no girl wants to look like a whore.
No,
and
I don't
want to
do you. And then it went from that to
he told me that
I was his dream girl and that he's been in love with me for all this time. Well, if you're interested in me, then why are you going to automatically become an asshole? And be a total shithead and ditch me for 12 hours in some city. Leave me with some strange guy.
I'm not even
able to buy me a cheeseburger after I've worked for you for 2 12-hour shifts and I'm driving at night and I paid for you to go see a fucking movie.
I'm not defending his behavior post-agreement. Okay? But I'm upset with your behavior by going on this trip and not expecting...
This isn't the first time that I told Phil that I was not interested in him romantically whatsoever.
But you agreed that you would go on the trip, though. That's what...
A road trip. I've gone on trips with guys before where this hasn't happened.
No, that's ludicrous. That's not happening.
That's impossible.
Okay, so they were gay?
There we go. But my thing is that the guy... Okay, if you agree... Okay. Let's,
he did not try to romance me, okay? Farting, no deodorant, sand shower does not equal romance in my book.
A guy, okay, in a situation with a guy.
It does in a Turkish prison.
A guy takes a girl that he's not interested on a road trip,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know why a guy would do that. But let's say a guy doesn't. A guy would still bang a chick, probably, if she wanted to, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who's to say that I wouldn't have fucked him by the end of the trip if he had just taken a shower, worn some deodorant, and not pissed on the floor?
Did you ever say that?
Do I have to? No.
I don't know.
Do something and show me you got some class.
I don't know. Would you have? I mean, was there any level of? Would you have blown him and not gone all the way? Who's to say
that there wouldn't have been some sort of fornication play in the back of his van? It could have been a rockin', but he just gave up, and then he became super dick and didn't shower, no deodorant.
Moved his body with Vaseline before.
I'm telling you, and he peed on the floor. He peed on the floor.
So basically, but you went on the now when you before you agreed to the trip. Did this ever run through your mind that this could happen?
No.
No? Now, see, that I don't understand. Because I guarantee you it went through his mind before he went that this could be, you know.
That's the part that's hard for me to buy.
You know, believe me.
You just didn't know this was. Oh, lordy me.
Oh, a boy.
I don't know what's going to happen. When I go down on a 600-mile car trip with a dude...
I am an easy person to read. You can tell if I like
you. I thought you were
going to
say you were easy.
You can tell if I... That's a difference. That's my Metro Time story that I'm easy.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you can tell that I'm, you know, if I'm into you or not. I've already told him before that I'm not into him. And I'm telling him about this guy that I met that I'm sleeping with before I leave for the trip.
Now, you told him, but did you buy a billboard... Or hire a skywriter. Because most guys don't get the message the first time.
No, but like I said, even who's to say that I wouldn't have done something if he just hadn't have been such a dick.
Such an asshole.
And so disgusting. Put some deodorant on, take a shower, you know, something.
On the face of this, I must say that I find, based upon Corey's description of the story, I would find you guilty as charged. I would find that you behaved poorly and that this is really all your fault.
Yeah.
Listening to it more, I do see that the guy was a dick, but how could you have not known that ahead of time?
Because he's never been a dick to me.
Really?
Well, I think he was spurned and his heart was broken and he was a dick after the fact. Because you said day one, you established the fact you weren't going to blow him. I would get testy by the time I got to Alabama with you and you weren't blowing me.
Well,
that's day one.
Yeah, but on day
that's
one.
Like day two. That's the middle of day two. I told him at the end Wednesday night, I said no.
Yeah, by the time we hit Toledo and I realized you were going to blow me.
If you're a guy, listen, when guys go on road trips.
But Corey,
I'm different. I'm a different case. I understand this. I have charm unlike this fat son of a bitch.
When guys go
I
on
also
road
shower.
Trips. Like Corey and I, we've done many times for comedy.
Sure.
Any guy that goes on the road gets horny. I mean, it's the me. I mean, literally, I drive 90 minutes. I'm fucking horny. You know what I mean? I get to Toledo. My dick's hard. Okay, this just happens. You go on the road. You're driving around, and you get lonely. You start to think about things. You mean your thought goes to
hard.
Yeah, it is. But believe me, catch me in Columbus. I'm like I'm fucking wood over here. All right.
Yeah, but you get hard watching girls knit on a learning channel.
That's true. I watch.
You're a scientific marvel.
I watch Rebelda on Univision and
Joel
get
Joel gets erections over, like, clothed women turning letters or reading the news. Or,
right.
Have you seen this chick on BBC News? Oh,
yes,
man.
I do get hot for the weather girl occasionally. But anyway, here's the point. A guy gets horny, and I think it would be worse for a guy to have a chick with him who's not banging him, than to just be alone and not be getting fucked. And I think in that sense, am I right about that? Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that or not? I mean, am I crazy to think that maybe this was the worst thing if you're a guy to do?
I can empathize with the situation.
Can you at least empathize with
I
the guy?
I empathize with him. I did. But the thing is that, all right, fine. I didn't all say right. yes the first time.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you have to be all a right. jerk for the next 7 days.
I will.
And it doesn't mean you don't have to shower, wear deodorant, or pee on the floor. He didn't try to romance me. Again, he could have done something.
Well,
but you're saying there is a possibility.
Been a possibility.
Really? There was a possibility. You're willing to say that now? There was a
possibility.
You're saying that on the record. There was a situation in which you would
have been. There could have been.
Okay.
I'm not defending his general level of douchery. Now, I can't blame the guy for the wet farts. That wasn't his. I mean, you know, sometimes.
Go in the bathroom.
You're a big dude. Sometimes you fart.
Go in the bathroom.
But he was douchey.
Yeah.
I do claim he had a level of douchery that was uncalled for, but I think all of it was precipitated by you not having the smarts to know that you don't go on a road trip with a dude and not expect to get something in your mouth. Okay?
All right.
I'm just telling you.
My lesson.
You know what? It could be a chicken and the egg thing. Maybe he became a douche because you wouldn't sleep with him.
That's what I
maybe
think.
If you had teased him and made that you were going to sleep with him, maybe he would have romanced you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a possibility there. I'm not the...
Don't pull the rug out day one. Right? String it along. And, you know, I'm telling you, you could have made some money on this trip.
You're right.
Would you have ever done anything like, hey, pull over at this adult bookstore, or let's go to a strip club?
You know what?
Did you bring that up ever?
A lot of adult places.
I know, because I drive
outside.
And
I know, I said, look at that place. Look at its Dirty World or something. And no, he didn't pull over to
really?
Any of those.
But that you would have been up for that. You would have been
knows?
Up for
it. Who knows? Single girl masturbation right there in front of your face.
Now,
you never know.
Let me ask what kind of Dark Crystal character this guy really is for you not to bang him. Because, no offense, Snuggums. But you've got kind of a rep that precedes you.
Oh, come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
So again, for me, the guy, for me not to sleep with him,
he's
got to
be doing
bad.
Something wrong. Well, okay. My opinion here. God, I wanted to come in here, declare you guilty as charged, and actually hang you right here on the show. For your crime against all
I was ready
manhood.
To discipline her with some spankings.
You know what? I do, but now I almost feel that...
Meow.
Yeah.
I got... I feel... I'm feeling... I don't know. Maybe we should take a break and think about what we should... What Cherry Brooklyn...
What her punishment is going to be?
Maybe we should rule on this.
Maybe you should put me in Chinese finger cuffs.
That's... Very possible.
Finger cuffs.
That is a traditional method of discipline.
Yes, Corey and I are known for the finger cuffs.
I'm thinking about a purple nipple.
A pink belly. Would a pink belly be appropriate?
That
for
might
those?
Be okay.
A titty twister.
Yeah, purple nipple is definitely definitely on the list of judgments.
Well,
I don't know. I think this was just bad judgment
I'll
on
tell
your
you,
part.
I don't know. Here's what I want. Our audience now. Corey and I will rule, but we will give people a break here to actually think about this.
Now, if he comes in the studio, I will whack him in the nuts with a ruler.
Oh, I got to see this guy.
With a flat end of a ruler.
It would help if I could see the guy, I think. But at the same time, you know.
He's never going to talk to me again.
I understand that, and for good reason. But no, but I mean, jeez, I don't know. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Only King Solomon could adjudicate wisely in this scenario.
Can you see the smoke coming out of my head here? I'm
Joel,
really
the robot's
trouble.
About to blow up. All right, let's take a break.
I want to take a break, but what I want our audience to do in this break is to think about this situation. Does Cherry Brooklyn, did she do something wrong? Was she bad? Did she misread the situation?
Oh, she
did
was
she
bad.
Diss this guy?
Was
the guy
very,
just an asshole?
Very
you know,
should
he could have made
anyway?
An effort to try to romance me after day one instead of being
and
super dick.
So what I want people to do is email us. You can email us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com. Mm-hmm. And tell us what you thought about Cherry Brooklyn, and if she's a dick tease, if she just blue balled this guy to the point where he had no choice.
Absolutely,
because guys know what it's like to walk around with two nuts full of cum and try to drive a big van. It's not easy. And
it's called truckers.
Exactly.
I did most of the driving.
Well, anyway, it's very difficult. The guy's in a bad situation. You're in a bad situation, and. I just don't know what to think. So anyway, we're going to play.
We'll have the ruling after this
some
break.
Some more Electric Six. We're going to play a little break here. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll figure this out.
And I don't mind your rabbit doggy. Days turn into nights.
request in writing, and this is what you do. Send it in a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 900, Los Angeles, California, 90212, and I will fill your prescription with some degree of accuracy, and then I'll send it back to you.
Vote for Corey and Joel on PodcastAlley.com. Help promote the show. It only takes a second. All the cool kids are doing it.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Corey and Joel Radio, show number 84, with Cherry Brooklyn and her vacation hell story.
Continuing the trial of Cherry Brooklyn.
Or it's the story of Phil and his blue balls who can't get laid.
God, this should be on Nancy Grace. There's so many ins and outs
of
this
story.
Well,
this could be on Judge Joe Brown or one of those something. This is sort of Judge Corey and Joel here is what we're doing, I think, a little bit here.
We'll get you on Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis.
Now, let me understand this. Your crazy ass went down to Alabama with a man, and you didn't expect him to do something. My roommate loves those judge shows.
Oh, really?
She'll watch all of them.
Me too.
I think Judge Mathis is the best, though, because they have like the most ghetto people.
Do they? Yeah, Judge Mathis is kind of hip-hop, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little bit more thuggy.
Okay. I have an opinion. Corey, do you want to go first? Why don't you go first?
I think you've given
your opinion. And you say that she's guilty.
I say that his douchery is not overrided by the fact that...
So you're saying if the scales of justice... are not even, that his douchery and her...
He had just cause. He was admittedly a douche.
Okay.
He had just cause to not wear deodorant and pee on the floor.
Yeah, you know why? Because he wanted to piss you off. Because you decided you stabbed a needle in his fat, fat heart.
Yeah,
From day one. And
whatever,
then
Corey.
He had just cause. No, he had just cause. He had just cause
to be nasty.
No, I think he was a little excessive in his behavior. But his behavior was explainable by your actions.
He pees on his van floor without my being there.
This is... I'm going to rule here.
Guy's a slob.
Okay, can I rule here? Corey says you're guilty, and this is my opinion as well. You know, normally when you go on, like, say, I don't really watch a lot of judge shows, but I used to watch Wapner. I used to watch the old People's Court. And what you could do is you could sue... I think it was for up to $1,500 or say. That wasn't the amount that the plaintiff could ask for the defendant. And he would fine for the defendant or the plaintiff. And then there would be circumstances where the defendant would be guilty, but the plaintiff would not get the full amount.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about this.
Really?
I find you guilty, but not on all charges. I will acquit you on certain things, but you are guilty on this. Here's the thing. You made no attempt to make the trip better for the guy by attempting to make the situation better. In other words, you made no attempt to make the situation better. You let it disintegrate to the point where he had to get rid of you.
Oh, no.
And he didn't have...
That was the next day. It was the very next day that he tells me I have to leave early. And I kept up a good sense of humor. I kept him laughing. I took him to the movies. I bought him dinner. We went out. We went places.
On day one, on day one, when you told him you didn't,
I drove at night.
I understand that, but when you tell him on day one,
sorted his beef.
Oh, she's getting all upset here now. Let me finish.
Ooh, her Irish is getting up.
Your conduct on the trip. No girl on day one is going to bang you on day one. Okay, in a situation like that, if it's a girl you've banged before, then you expect it. But for a girl you've never banged before, you don't expect to get laid on day one. So from that perspective, I think as a guy, you can kind of let that one roll off your back. But then when you get to day two, and the girl is getting, if the situation is getting more inflamed, which as you've described, I think that's the case.
But I didn't do day two. I took him to a movie and to dinner. I took him to dinner and a movie on day two.
None of that, Cherry, covers up for the poo-poo nanny. None of that overrides it.
I think what you should have done is you should have made clear to him that maybe if he behaved differently, that maybe you would have thrown him with something. And that could have been only – that could have been a mere tease. That could have been you may not have even had to ultimately deliver on that promise. But if you would have made the promise, you might have gotten treated better in the ways. In effect, I think you were – you whatever womanly charms – and believe me, you have them. I know. You almost turn those off.
Here's show 69, by the way, or listen to Cherry's excellent work on the porn review.
Yes, she did the porn review. If you're on the mailing list, she did Jerk Off Home Companion and gave lots of blowjob advice.
We still adore you. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah, and that I think if you would have maybe made an attempt to at least make it feel like the guy might get something.
All right, let's move on to sentencing. Now, I think...
But I that's my ruling, is you're guilty. You're not guilty as much as I thought you were, that Corey told me ahead of time. But based on this, I think you played the situation wrong. You made it worse for yourself instead of making it better for yourself.
I think that was enough punishment right there.
And I don't think the guy, I don't know.
Now,
the,
let's get down to nitty gritty here.
And ultimately, you could have just, the thing that really I would have cleared you on everything, people said, look, I held my nose, I sucked his dick, and that was it. You know what I mean? That would have been the thing that you could have said to really make you a hero in the eyes of all men. But until then,
it's okay.
As a representative of men, as I am.
I think you're getting off easy.
We haven't decided a punishment.
Your options are paddling, purple nurple, and I'm gonna offer one time only. This is the only time the prosecutor is gonna offer this. Post show hot tub, and we'll call that time served.
Can we use the hot tub?
We certainly could use the hot tub in the rain. It's been done before.
What do you think about that, Judge?
So we could certainly.
What do you think about that, Judge Ragamini?
And then we could decide about possibly some water sort of torture device. In that it could be a.
What do you say, Judge Fragamini?
We could.
What if I choose the paddling in the hot tub?
Well, you know, these are options.
What if we forced her to straddle a hot tub jet for like 20 minutes till it got to the point of unbearable pleasure?
Yeah.
To where the pleasure became pain as the hot water.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
As the hot water did its magic on your.
You know, didn't you just have to clean out the hot tub?
Well, you know, hey, it's okay.
That hot tub's getting a lot of use.
The hot tub we had.
Now. We were in the hot tub last week.
Yes.
With a couple of ladies.
Yes.
Other ladies.
Yes, a couple ladies.
And we were in there a long time.
We were there for a while. Yeah, I mean, you know.
And,
I don't know if that set the record for the hot tub party, but it was a while.
That was a long one.
It was a while.
That was a long session. Now, and that was fine. That was lovely.
We had a good time.
A couple
time, yes.
of lovely girls.
Did either of them give you blowjobs?
Well, yeah. After the fact, but
and then Corey reached around and rubbed my. I'm sorry, Corey.
Although I mean, you know, actually not that night, but anyway.
Okay,
no, but
so
Corey was with his girlfriend. That's what the situation was.
Oh,
so
that
was not
count.
That wasn't like a situation.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count exactly.
And her friend, but now another interesting hot tub incident.
Now, did
occurred.
Her friend give Joel a blowjob?
You know what? That's not for air. So no, Corey.
No, but...
okay, so there. She okay. should have known by getting in the hot tub that she'd have to give you a blowjob.
Look, all I'll say about this, very nice girl, and I was not...
Well, okay, I mean...
Okay, you know what? That's fair. I would agree to that rule, but, you know, where were you that night? I should have called you. And, no. Hmm. But this girl was very... I was
here's
not...
Here's my number, baby.
Here's the thing. I was not on that night...
Let me
night,
give that to you. It's 2-4.
On that hot tub night...
7.
Okay, on the hot tub night... I was not. I was
7-6.
All right. No, on the hot tub night, I was not.
Lots of sixes.
I was not disappointed in the experience. Let's just say that.
No, we had a good time.
It was a very good time.
But then the more important story, and now we're gonna maybe put Joel on the hot seat here.
What?
Apparently, Joel had.
Oh God! Can I get another beer before we start this story?
Yeah. Now, I just heard this story, and
because I told you this, and I didn't.
I'd like to see if we can get.
Can I just say this? I'm off mic.
Yeah, you're way off mic.
Okay. I want to just say this. I'm going to go get a beer. You want a beer, by the way?
I'm okay.
When I say the story,
have a beer.
You're blowing,
well, of course you'll have a beer.
You're blowing a future booking, possibly, of these people.
But am I really? I'm not going to name them. Joel was in the hot tub with, it started out apparently with his roommates, and we could get one of these girls in here to corroborate, apparently. But he was also in it with his neighbor and his neighbor's boyfriend. And his neighbor is a guy. And apparently, after their roommates left, Joel and the two little lovebirds spent some extra special time in the hot tub.
Okay, this is
this is all circumstantial evidence.
Men do it better, you know that.
But you know, here's
the thing.
They
got the tool. They get to use it all the time. They know
here's
what
they're
doing.
Corey. So that's
faggot stuff.
No, it was not.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
Okay, first of all, the neighbor, very nice guy. Really, you know the guy. You've met him, and he's a very nice guy.
He is fabulous.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Very nice. Gay as the day is long.
Oh, God.
But he's
a $3 bill.
He's gay. Let me describe the kind of gay this guy is. He's the best kind of gay. Here's why.
Really?
Here's why he's the best kind of gay.
He's top shelf gay.
But he's the best kind of gay. He's gay in that he's not going to, like, run around in, like, women's clothing.
Okay.
And he's not, like Mr. Leather Michigan.
Okay.
And he's not, he's kind of like, God, how would I describe him? He's sort of like an Isaac Mizrahi. He's like a fashion gay.
He's a
fashion fag.
Project Runway.
Yeah, he's like a fashion-y fag.
He's a
fashion-y. And those guys are the most acceptable type, I think.
Yes.
Am I right about that, Amy? Yeah, Amy knows a lot of gay guys. Yeah, and
really.
Yeah, so I would think.
So what are the unacceptable types again?
No, but I mean, I'm saying he's not like a leather man. He's not a bear. He's not Edith Uranus, or he's not a tranny.
Sure.
He's just a guy. He's just very gay. He's out. He's open. His boyfriend, who I had never met before, was a very funny guy.
See, I kind of like
and would hang out, and they just sat around smoking Virginia Slims and cracking jokes.
Right.
And it was a good time.
But you were in the hot tub with him.
And we ended up, the three of us, in the hot tub together, God. But it was not.
And who
I think
was
that's
wearing,
only the fact that Corey's jealous is why I keep bringing it up.
And who was wearing what? Were they wearing Speedos?
They were in, somehow Jimmy, my neighbor, went and got... like a pair of jogging shorts for both of them.
I'm picturing Speedos.
No, it wasn't Speedos, but they were...
Do you hear Corey's fantasy?
Yeah.
They were the guys... well, what happened was my roommates...
So those are the best kind of...
Two gay men and Speedos.
My roommates and I were in the hot tub as well. And, of course, I have the two beautiful roommates here, Stephanie and Angie. And they were in there. And then they left for have a cigarette or some reason and went on the front porch. And then I was in the hot tub with the two gay guys. And it was fine. It wasn't... Nothing happened. I think the gay guys were rubbing each other's legs or something under the water. I couldn't really see.
Wow.
It was late at night, but it wasn't. It wasn't. I wasn't getting nobody. You know,
send your emails and letters to CoreyandJoelRadio.com. I'll tell you what. Get on the forum. This should be a hot topic on there.
No,
right
but
now.
That doesn't make me gay because I was in a hot tub with two gay guys.
No, it does not.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
It makes you very manly.
Thank you very much, Cherry Brooklyn.
Cherry is defending you with all her gusto.
Thank you. Well, Cherry, I think that we
back to the unacceptable kind of gays. Now, how do you feel about the salt and pepper mustache, Cosby sweater, Saugatuck vacation home gay?
Well, I'm not saying there's a particular. I don't. My gay,
boring.
The older gay. How do you feel about the? Because those guys kind of weird me out a little bit. I'll be honest.
These particular gay guys were just funny, fabulous gay guys.
No, I know. I've met one of the fellows.
Would you be in a hot tub with two guys? Imagine like it's the one guy you know and just multiply by two.
I've been in the hot tub with you.
Yeah, you've been in the hot tub with me, and we've been in there with like Scooter and stuff, and so we've been in there with other guys. But there was always chicks around.
There's never been a moment where Joel and I were in the hot tub together.
No,
alone.
No, no. Corey and I have never been alone together in a hot tub.
Never once. And I don't know. I'd have to have a buffer.
Absolutely.
It's not like I'm some
you and I and one girl. Like if you want you and Cherry Brooklyn went in the hot tub, that would be acceptable.
Yeah,
like that's enough of a buffer. One woman,
sure.
Oh, two women.
No. But two women then
and
makes
little
it.
Body.
Two women just makes it. Yeah, that's just party time.
Buffer, fluffer. I don't
exactly.
know what
and
you
then
are.
Three women is just three women.
Three women's good times.
Yeah.
Three women's write that down in the journal.
Three women's like
mark that on the calendar.
Put that in the memory bank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is the permanent spank bank time. But and we've had that before.
And we've had a lot of things in which we
we've
don't need to
multiple
discuss.
Permutations of different people. What I'm saying is I'm not offended by him. You know what? When your roommates were there with you guys,
sure.
Fine. When it was just the three of you sitting in the hot tub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we're starting to get into dicey
but
territory.
But then wouldn't it be rude for him to just stand up and walk away? Then he looks like a total homophobe. I question his homophobia.
I understand.
And think that maybe there's some underlying. I think the fact that Joel was in the hot tub with two men who were together. They weren't two single gay guys.
No one was looking to suck my
dick.
He was
in there with two men in a committed relationship with one another.
Huh.
Only shows his manly side. He is 100% okay with his sexuality. That's a straight man. You, Corey,
thank
I don't
you
know.
Very much.
You were thinking Speedos and all sorts of stuff.
Now, is it, and it also means I think it means that I'm not a homophobe. I mean, I'm not a homophobe. I mean,
good job, Joel.
There are certain gay people, sort of, I wouldn't want to hang out with, but certain straight people I wouldn't want to hang out with. And this guy, I love this guy. This guy's a great guy. I mean, he's a
fun
guy.
He loves him in a non-erotic way.
Yeah.
In the privacy of your own home. What else can you ask for?
It was a good time, but I would have enjoyed
I
a girl.
You,
I think you're suspect. I don't know.
I love you, Corey.
Well, let me tell you something, Cherry. I will show you what a man I am later. So,
God. As part of the gauntlet has been thrown. I have it on good authority that Joel uses soap.
Yes, I do use soap. You can see.
And he doesn't pee on his floor.
No,
it's
my
wonderful.
Floor. My floor. In fact, I mopped my floor today because I knew you were coming. I hope you enjoy
the
cleanliness of the studio bathroom that you use there.
It was wonderful, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much for that. So that's my story of the gay hot tub. I think Cherry Brooklyn is guilty as charged on the trip. I think there was extenuating circumstances, but I think they're going to. I think you're still going to end up doing some time, maybe some community service, we could call it.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey and I are the community, so start servicing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
wow, look at my.
Okay, I'll let her off if she wants to do. If she wants to do one of my roommates, I'll let her off with that. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I would let her. She can do Stephanie. It would be fine.
So we've got spanking, purple nurple, hot tub, or sapphic throwdown.
Yeah, you could do that.
A little bit of you make the sign of the double gilled anaconda, and all is forgiven. All right. Well, you know,
I think we've worked it out.
Those are all fair consequences.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good.
Yes. So, Cherry Brooklyn.
And I want to put a strong warning out to all cock teases out there.
Yeah.
We'll treat you all with the same harsh discipline.
Yeah, don't do that. Just don't do that to guys.
Don't do that to guys.
But I don't think I'm a cock tease.
You know what, though? I want to inform girls, too. This is not just, I don't want to be just this big sexist boo-hoo-hoo. Because the guy was a douche. But I want to warn women. Don't do what little Cherry Brooklyn just did. Because you know it's going to happen to you, and you're going to have to fly
home.
Pour
yourself out.
You're going to either have to gobble some sticky juice.
But the question is you know, would you be better off having $200 in your pocket and a little bit of cum in your belly? Is that worse? I mean, is that a trade-off you're willing to make?
What an offer.
It cost you $200 to not have his man juice on your lips.
That's the new game show on NBC.
Yeah, that's Fear Factor. Do you want the $200 and then take the fat guy's cum, or what do you want?
I would watch Deal or No Deal. If that was, exactly. It was like, do you want to take the case or a load? Who wants a load in your face? Oh, my God.
But so I think you're a little
really,
guilty.
The
but,
hygiene was
but listen,
more
but
of
you know what?
Off.
If a guy, if a guy's, else. If it's a nice guy who showers and you're on a trip with a guy,
yeah,
you know, just
different.
make his day. It's no big deal.
If he had showered, if he wore deodorant.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I've been hard up. I've been horny at times in my life, and I'll tell you what. If some chick was willing to blow me,
rare occasions.
I drive a chick all the way to Tijuana from Detroit for some head. You know what I mean?
Really?
It would not be a big deal. Guys get horny, and you know, it's fine.
I don't know.
You can't blame. You can never blame a guy.
Now, were you afraid that if you did perform some kind of feat with this fellow, that he would be like a puppy dog and would follow you around for the rest of your days?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's true.
Well, because I know he still would right now. I know it. I mean, it was after I rejected him the first time, but after he peed on the floor that he told me
but
I
you
was
know
his
what?
Dream
You're
girl.
Irresistible.
I was
Men
still
love you.
His
you don't
dream
even.
Girl.
Here's the thing. You don't.
He told me I was too wild for him to tame in three lifetimes.
And you know what? He's true. Gunther Gable Williams couldn't tame you.
Guys don't get, but guys.
That was the most obscure reference I've ever made on the show.
He was the lion tamer in the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Yes.
It's just, but guys,
Jack
but you know
Hanna.
What? Guys don't
Jack
even,
Hanna from the
guys don't even care if it's good. You ever hear this? This is one of my favorite jokes ever. It's not even a joke. It's just a saying. It's just like, you know, I mean, you can say this one or two ways, but you can say, you know, sex is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still okay. And it works the other way. Pizza's like sex, even when it's bad.
Listen.
Because it just means, like even if you just gave the guy.
But the guy gave
come
up.
Come here, little boy.
Yeah.
He gave up on day 1.5.
Over,
at 1.5, he gave up and became super
guy,
jerk, Mr. No Hygiene. If he would have showered and wore deodorant and been a little more romantic, hey, Amy, you paid for a movie and for dinner. Let me take you out. Let me go do this. Who knows?
That,
I might
that
have done
guy,
him.
He would have been happy with over the pants. Am I right about that? He wouldn't have accepted an over the pants hand job. Yes or no?
Well, I don't want to get too much into what the guy was willing to accept.
But I mean, would you think that a guy in that situation would accept over the hand? over the pants hand job.
Look, he could have made a little bit more effort, and I might have let him something.
Well, he was grabbing her boobs.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is almost a rape type situation. That's
from
not funny.
Behind.
Yeah, that's
after he tells me he's a Christian.
All right, I think I've said my piece on this. I want our fans, anyone that's listening,
now let's move
to
in.
Send us
let's
an email.
Move on to your classified ad filings. And
what is she setting up classified ads?
No, I answered a bunch of
you answered some. like sex ads.
Yes.
To whom?
Now I find
a
this
a bunch of people.
What the ads did you go through?
I went through the Wild Side.
The Wild Side, is that the one in Metro Times?
It used
there?
To be.
That's
the
in
link.
My fine publication.
Yeah, Corey works for a newspaper that is completely subsidized by hooker ads
absolutely.
And tranny and tran advertisements.
You
and
know what? It's actually
stuff.
Better than the last one I worked for.
Well, yeah, because it's like the Village Voice
this
in New
one
York.
Pays.
The last paper I worked for. The hookers would come up to the office and buy it. Yeah. Like literally, like some skanky, like within, like our average would be, oh, come on in.
Now, what ads did you answer? Did you answer these ads in all seriousness or not really?
A little bit of both. Well, it was a Sunday night. I was alone. I was horny. I wanted some sex. So I've been reading these ads.
You live five minutes from me and I get no call, but that's okay.
Well, it was, you know, and I've been reading these types of ads for like
now what were you looking for? What sort of ad did you answer? Like what did
I
the
answered
ad say?
Quite a few of them.
Now what did you answer? Men seeking women, I guess, or
yes,
what?
Men seeking women. I answered about four. All they want to do is eat pussy. I answered.
No, okay,
now
that would appeal to you if you went. That would be a, like a, you could yeah. You could just go like you just show up a guy eat you out and that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mutual masturbation. Okay.
So these are all sort of safe.
Dom looking for sub and a. and a couple of spanking ones.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
You answer these how? You telephone these in? Is that what you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you call the number.
Yeah.
And then you listen to ads.
I think we've actually embarrassed
can...
Jerry Brooklyn now. I think
I'm stunned.
You answer that you phone it in. Okay.
You call the phone numbers and you push in the
and
mailbox.
You hear the guy, do you hear the guy's voice?
Yeah.
Oh, what does it sound like?
Some of them are sounding sexy and some of them sound a little scary.
Now, did it make a difference if it sounded sexy or scary, which ones you would answer?
Yeah, the scary ones I stayed away from.
So you respond to these. What do you leave? What sort of description of yourself?
I just told them that their ad sounded really... I didn't remember. At the end of the night, I'd answered probably about 25 okay. of them. So I was just,
you just
like...
Really? You just randomly answered?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
And I just said my name's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Call me at this number. And
wow.
So some of them called me, and I met quite a few of
Wait,
them.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You okay, so guys call you, and
now,
you meet them. Now,
I was at her apartment one night when she answered one of these phones.
Really?
Yeah, I was
It was the Dom looking for self.
Yeah?
Like, I came over to check out the new apartment that she was moving into, and she okay. was on the phone with one of them.
I'll tell you what.
And I get Corey really liquored up at my house.
I'll tell you what.
So come over. I'll get you drunk.
Because like I would never do those ads because I think that people are like weird and but I'll tell you what, Jerry Brooklyn, if you answer one of my ads, damn it, that'd be the best money I ever spent. I'll tell you, right?
Well, you know,
I mean, come on, what do you want? Jeez, a Jerry Brooklyn, I'd take that in a second.
Yeah, I know.
So you meet these guys and what do you do? What do you do? What goes on?
Are you?
Well,
you
meet them in public places.
You take a knot hole in an oak tree.
Well, exactly. I'm a
point.
Guy, but I mean, oh. listen, I mean, no, but I mean, you'd be.
I'm not comparing you to an oak tree.
No, but I mean, first of all, when you think about ads, you think about age. You're going to get some old broads, old divorcees. That's what you would think you're going to
okay.
get. You'd get like old, like real, real, you know, fat chicks or girls that just were like nasty somehow or something. But no, you got Cherry Brooklyn. It's all good. All right, so where do you meet these guys? Public places.
Public places. One guy was totally normal, and so I didn't, you know. He's normal, so I gotta leave that one alone.
But I mean, you leave it alone. Like, if you see, what do you mean? If you see a normal guy, you go like, I won't do
oh,
this.
Oh, he's normal.
But so you meet
so
a guy
awful,
and he gets spanked or something, and you show up, he's normal,
totally
and you go,
No. He wasn't a spanking one. I answered so many of them.
But okay, but when you answer these guys,
I didn't remember.
Is it a thing like you're gonna meet?
He
in a public...
just liked women okay. with big boobs and a nice butt.
Okay,
so
you meet
he was
and you
normal.
Have both.
And really, who doesn't?
Yeah. So if you're, and that's a nice sweater, by the way. Okay,
thank you.
I'm just okay. I'm getting distracted. The
God, are you
tired.
Horny?
I don't know. Just calm
well,
down.
It's
I'm going to try to. I'm gonna, it's Jerry Brooklyn. Who could
oh,
not
I
be?
See.
I feel like I'm in a van.
Oh, I see.
I feel like I'm in a van in Kentucky right now. I just
really?
I want to blow smoke into my pillow.
God, I feel like I'm at Graceland.
But anyway, but you meet these guys, and if you say, hey, meet me at Starbucks, and then you meet
How
them
did
there.
How do you know I met him at
well,
Starbucks?
Well, because that's what you do. I got it all figured out. because you never met me there. I waited for you too. Anyway, I'm kidding. But say you're going to meet the guy. Is it gonna, you're going to go from Starbucks?
What are you still doing in that computer?
All right, well,
I'm sorry, baby, but...
Do you know what time it is?
No.
All right. Come to bed and fuck me now.
Okay. But okay. You're going to...
It's actual recording.
Are you going to go? Are you gonna go from Starbucks right to the hotel or right to his place?
Well, what...
I mean, or it could happen. Is that what the
one yes, one no.
So did you actually do it? Then you actually went through with it with some of these people?
Yeah, I met a few of them.
Wow.
And then I got bored. All right, most of them are like in their mid-40s.
Yeah, that makes
and,
sense.
And
married like, guys usually?
There were a couple married guys, yeah. And they told me they were married, and I said, well, I'm not interested.
Wow.
And
you don't want to do that with them? You have guilt about a married guy?
Well, you know what? If you're married and you're out seeking sex with other people, get a divorce. Come and talk
okay.
to me then.
All right. Okay.
Same thing with a man in a committed relationship.
Okay.
You got a girlfriend, right. Don't come knocking on my snatch.
Yeah, Corey, knock it off. All right.
So,
what did I do?
No, so go ahead.
So anyway, so one of them I met him at, he lived out in like Wyandotte or something.
Oh, that's a
and
long
I met
way
him at
here.
A McDonald's. And he asked me to meet him in this outfit. So
you
I had
what? You what?
Wait, whoa.
Whoa!
Everything.
Whoa!
All right, this is
time.
Let's start show 85. You're in a McDonald's in an outfit.
Yeah.
All right, we're running very light. Come on, hurry up.
I think bonus features are
make
in
it quick.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, make it quick.
Oh, but he's not even the more interesting.
You're in McDonald's in an outfit. No, we'll get to it.
I think 84.5 is in the
McDonald's.
Office.
You're McDonald's
so I show
in an outfit.
Up at McDonald's in a pair of little like Mary Janes with a knee high. Socks and a little black skirt and a cute little halter top with pigtails.
Wow,
oh my goodness!
At a schoolgirl kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
he was a spanker.
And he wanted to spank you.
He wanted to spank.
And
me.
did you get spanked by
so,
this?
Yeah, oh. I went back to his house.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was like I said in his mid-40s, and he just the thing that bothered me was that he would not shut up.
Yeah,
he just kept talking about like what his dad said at his graduation.
Oh,
day,
really?
Rex Howard. I don't want to hear that.
So
that
the guy,
was 30 years
so
ago.
So what happens with the guy? Now, do you know, are there parameters set up ahead of time? Like, you're not going to fuck the guy, you're just going to get spanked?
I told him I would not kiss him, I wasn't going to touch him.
Yeah, but he could beat
but
off
could,
pretty much, right?
Yeah
that's the way those
me.
Work. Yeah, sure. He can spank you and beat off, and I take it he did. Is that what happened?
Well, I left, but I don't know what he did after.
Oh, really?
He just I was not into it at all.
Okay,
all
right.
And he showed me all these magazines and all this porn with spanking in it, which just was not hot to me.
I said,
the guy would not shut up. And so I was over his knee, I was over his lap, and he's spanking my butt. And I'm staring at a piece of macaroni that's been on his floor for I don't even know how long.
The guy
and
was kind of scuzzy. Was he going to look
and
class?
His house was
wasn't nice.
And I
yeah.
was just like, you know what? I'm staring at this old piece of macaroni, and I stood up, and I'm like, I'm done. How the hell do I get
did you,
home?
Now, did you enjoy this at all?
No, not with him.
Did you think you might? Did
yeah,
you think that, hey, maybe
German.
I'll get off from this or something?
Well, the German, yeah.
The German.
I was
yeah.
looking to replace the German.
Okay. Now, tell me the thing that you said was good, then. If that wasn't a good experience,
that
wasn't what was?
The fun story.
Okay, give me the fun one.
Well, tell me. This one's a little bit longer story.
Okay, you go ahead. You got 10 minutes.
All right. So I met this guy who was a dom looking for a sub.
Okay.
Which I took as a challenge.
To be submissive would be a challenge for you.
No, to make him submissive.
Oh, he was a dom looking.
I know.
Oh, okay, but go ahead. Yeah, all right. I don't know. All right,
so initially
so
I was looking for...
I'm looking for,
a...
for ads on Craigslist that you might have answered.
So I was looking for... Oh, I was looking for a dom.
Yeah.
Wait, did you put this one in here? It says, fill my throat tonight.
Was yes,
that,
I did.
Did you place that one?
Stop touching. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah,
stop touching it.
Stop touching it. Yeah, you're making noise. I know.
So I was looking for a dom, and then when I met this guy, I just decided that wasn't. I mean, he didn't. You know, whatever. The German is the German. And
you're looking for a dom, so you want to be dominated.
Yes, I was looking to be submissive.
To be submissive. Okay.
So I met this guy.
You meet the guy.
That is what he said. So he calls me. I talk to him on the phone. He says to meet me. He's like, oh, I've never met somebody so close. Well, whatever. We're supposed to meet on a Tuesday. He calls me back. I meet him that night. The next day, he calls me. Ask me to dinner. I meet him for dinner. Then he tells me that I need to call him every day,
yeah.
which I refuse to do. So he calls me every day. So like,
and
said,
it was all calls to set up a date, or
no,
it was
just to talk.
Just to talk and be. Were you guys gonna do a little phone, a little
yeah.
dom? Okay.
So I'm talking. So like I said, I'm taking this as a challenge. So So yeah, so we're chit-chatting and whatever, and so he's calling me every day, and then he finally comes over to my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm wearing I'm supposed to call him Master, which
Oh my God.
Which I called him Grandmaster P. And
What?
And what did the P stand for?
Well, that's the first letter of his first name.
Oh, okay, Grandmaster P.
So I called him Grandmaster P as a joke, you know.
PJ Butland?
No. Oh, and that was the other thing, is that he's like, so like, you have, I'm a celebrity, and you can't tell anybody how you know me, and if we see you, whatever.
Really?
So he shows up, and I'm wearing my black velvet stiletto heels with this like white sheer thong with black flowers and this strapless big push-up.
He's a celebrity, and you couldn't
in his own mind. Let me tell you that part. With these black flowers, anyway, a really hot little lingerie and whatever. And he comes upstairs, and it's all and I'm sitting on his lap, and we're chit-chatting around. So then, we move to the bedroom where he like wants to spank me. So he asked me to get his belt. So I took his belt and I spanked him with his own.
Is he naked when he's getting spanked?
Yes.
Really? Completely naked?
Yes.
And I take it he's getting aroused during the spanking?
And I still have my clothes on. No, he wants to spank me. That's how he gets aroused. But I took his belt and spanked him.
Wow.
And then he's like, I don't think you understand how this works.
Well, so that might have been a horrible thing for that guy. That might have been a bad thing.
The sensitivity you have to have with your hands to get the right pressure to get it up was amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, does it... Does he like run out of the room at that point, or
does he
go like, okay, now it's your turn?
Yeah. And then he was like, you're not supposed to do that. And so, I'm like, oh, I know.
So maybe
and
he gave it back to you like double then. Maybe
he
really
tried, I kept pinning him.
That's scary though.
You're not very good at being submissive.
I mean, a guy's got a belt. A guy could hang you or something. What do
you? So why did you answer submissive ads?
Oh, because I thought I wanted to.
You're not
really.
Then you wanted to beat a guy up.
I can't even. I've known you 15 years. I can't get you to shut up for 5 minutes.
No, listen.
How is some guy going to spank your ass and you just play there and take it?
Well, I think the other part of it was that bothered me is that he wasn't into S&M. He like wasn't into bondage. I should say
he was into.
He was just like spanking and dominating, but you know, I like with the German who I had this great little thing with.
Yeah,
he would tie me up, and that was kind of hot. Like, and then I'm forced. I have.
So you
to
wanted
finish.
To be tied up,
and
he didn't want to tie me up.
So then I took it as a challenge to dominate him.
Another classic Cherry Brooklyn performance.
All right.
Holy man,
we got 20 foot of mic cable there. What do you think? Is that going to be enough to restrain her?
Yeah,
we'll tie her right to the chair. What do you think?
You know?
It's a quarter inch cable. Who gives a shit?
We'll see what we can do.
Well, that's a great story. I'll tell you. I would have skipped out on the whole going down south story for that one. That's a show right there. I didn't even know that was coming.
I would have loaded that the
you
front end.
You slept on that, man.
Yeah,
you slept on that one. I didn't even know.
Well,
that.
You know what? I didn't hear that story till just now.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's all. That's an all.
I knew she'd been answering ads.
Now, is that over? Is that phase over? Is that, you think so?
Yeah.
Now, was this before or after the trip, all this stuff?
Before.
Before?
It was before.
But then I thought you had met a man, and you were kind of like, I'm in a thing, and that's why you couldn't do anything with Mr.
Well,
Phil.
It was one of the guys that I answered from the
Well, see, I came over to check out the new apartment, and she answered the phone, and this guy, and like, was one of the guys from the ads.
Oh.
So I just went through anything I could do to make her laugh while she's on the phone with this guy. You performed very well.
Thank you.
But I was doing like erotic puppet shows with their stuffed animals.
He was so weird.
So which guy? What was the guy's thing that was into that you thought maybe was going to be a thing? You know, what was the
Grandmaster P? I thought might have been, but then I realized I really, you know.
So you met people more than once. You met certain people more than once.
Yeah. I met him, and then I met this other guy, and I won't say his name, but I met the normal guy, and I tried to date him because I thought I should date the normal guy.
You can't handle normal guys.
Did
you
always date crazies?
Did you always just answer kink ads, or did you answer like relationship points? No, but I mean, were they all kink ads, or were
they
like,
were
guys looking for long term relationships?
There were some looking to date, like. You know, on an LTR, and then there was like the
Were there generous guys, quote unquote? Was there
I didn't answer.
Well, see, you know what the generous that if you don't know what it is, if you ever looked at ads, generous basically means a guy will pay you to come over or tip you or buy you something.
There
nice.
Were two ads that were not in the paper when I wanted to that I really wanted to answer. I've seen them since, but I'm over it. And one of them was a guy who wants to come over and clean your house while you belittle him.
Oh, he's gonna clean your house.
Yeah, he wants to clean my house while I belittle him. And that one really cot because I hate cleaning.
Yeah.
And then the other one is more like, I just want to meet the guy. He's 70 years old and is looking for a woman to spank him.
Okay.
And to dominate him. And I'm really tempted to meet this guy, too. But like I said, that's over.
Well, okay. DeCorey, do you see that ad on Craigslist?
I'm seeing Seeking Submissive Bitch.
Because okay. I'm looking at this one. This is two-star podcasters require woman for hot tub at the end of Monday's podcast. So that's going to do it for tonight. I don't know if you're interested in answering that one.
I don't
one.
Know what I can. I think I got to get out of here. I think I got to leave before trouble ensues.
There's no trouble going on. We want to thank Cherry Brooken for coming out.
Thank
tonight,
you for having
us good,
me.
We had a lot of other stuff. I mean, I revealed that I was in a hot tub with two gay guys. And Corey, once again revealed nothing. And
you know what?
Was no time. Really.
What am I going to reveal?
I don't know. You must have something.
That hot tub last week was the excitement of my life.
That was the excitement of your week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We were rubbing.
Corey's one of those normal guys.
We were rubbing a girl's feet in the hot tub.
That's true.
That was an officially sanctioned event. Right? That was a totally.
I don't know. Yeah, to me,
that
was
the
just
first officially sanctioned hot tub event we could have recorded.
To me, that was just Wednesday night, bro.
I know.
Good.
I know.
I'm good either way. You know,
in the past, we've had hot tub incidents that could not be sanctioned by the program. And we could not record them.
There's been unofficial black ops.
Yeah.
In the hot tub.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. You know, it's like when they black out the local baseball team.
Yeah, this one's not on television.
It was not available for viewing.
Some of them are available for broadcast.
This was an officially sanctioned hot tub last week.
Those girls were a lot of fun last week. So
absolutely.
Anyway, let's get out of here. Cherry Brooken, thank you very much for coming once again. We didn't even talk about going to the discotheque, but hey. This girl can dance. We didn't play her theme song. We never played her song.
Oh, we never
did. I got you a new theme song. Do you want to play it now? We got it. We got 30 seconds before we leave. Come on.
Which one was it?
The one I gave you. The one that was in the folder tonight.
Oh, I forgot which one it was.
You didn't even cue it up, did you? You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
You got a drum roll in there? All right, I'm fucking with you from last
year. Wait, here's her new theme song.
You got her new theme song.
You're listening to Tranny Rex 38.
Yeah, that's our
Although
new.
That's been tempting.
Oh, here it is.
That's our new year.
Pussy ain't nothing but meat on the bone.
Oh, that's
fuck it, suck it, and leave it alone.
That's not really exact either. But anyway,
oh,
you don't even have it. All right, let's get out of here. Play the music. Play Electric Six. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Don't
kids.
Forget to get on the forum. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. It is September, or it will be very soon when you hear this. So get on PodcastAlley.com. Give us a vote. We'll see you all on the forums. We did fantasy football draft. We got to talk about that next week.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff like that. But
Cherry Brooken, sort of stuff. But Cherry Brooken wore us out once again.
Yeah, because we get a hot chick in here and we go crazy. So.
Anything else you'd like to offer before we leave? Thank you.
All right.
Well, that's a classic.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
God, I got some weird friends. All right. Thank you so much, Cherry, for coming in. And here we're out of here.
More Electric Six, and we're gone. We'll catch you next time on Show 85.
The new album, Switzerland,
new
in
album
stores,
Switzerland.
Coming soon.
From these guys, and we're going to Boston. We'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
Charlotte stuff Hope. Like that. So we'll catch you next time.
She seems to be at the end of a rope. Italian candy with Swiss chocolate flavor. Such a delicious, delicious way to save her.